Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerf Right Radio.
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 96 of Nerd Pride Radio. 96 is a number. I'm at scout camp. I don't have time for research. So ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I'm awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd. Plus, here's like seven other kinds of nerd I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You're listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my head anymore. Oh, and my co-host this week is 600 scouts at camp with me. Holy crow, there's a lot of kids here. All right, so first off, boy, those levels look weird. Let's raise the volume a little bit. What do you say? There we go. How about that? Oh, that looks way better. Okay, here's the deal. I'm at scout camp. I am sitting in what is known as the Scoutmaster's Lounge, which is about a 10-foot by 8-foot little room, but at least it has air conditioning and electricity and light at this hour of night, so I'm not going to complain too much. And Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi! Go figure. I have been out sweating my butt off at camp all day. It is 90 degrees out today. It's crazy. And we're having a great time. I love this place. It's a scout camp that it is designed for younger scouts. And so we wind up coming out here, and it's got just all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. There's a great food hall, so we get 3 square meals a day. Army-style canvas tents are set up down at the campsites. Sure, there's no air conditioning in my tent, but, you know, I'm learning to live with that. And, I don't know, we just have a good time. The staff are very engaged and very enthusiastic, and there's lots of songs and activities and just stuff that goes on. And these kids, this is Eli. I'm here with Eli and 4 other scouts about his age. And for them, at 11, 12, 13 years old, they're thrilled with this place. They have so much independence. They get to go wherever they want, do whatever they want, as long as they take a buddy. Oh, they're having a great time. They're in charge of stuff, and they adore it. So they're having a great time, and so therefore I'm having a great time with them. This is awesome. And again, also because of this little room, it's a very stark room, and I can hear in my own ears, I hear a little bit of an echo, and so I'm going to filter all this out as well as I can and clean it up to put it out tonight yet, but I hope the audio is okay for you guys. So just bear with me. I'm sorry if it's a little buzzy or tinny or something. I'm doing my best. And it's also not going to be a very long cast because, ooh, it's lights out right now, which means everyone's supposed to be going to sleep, which means I should probably go to sleep soon too because I got to be up at 6 in the morning. Oh, man. That's not the way I want to spend my vacation, but it's going to be worth it. Like I said, I've been, this is my 7th, 8th, 9th year camp teacher. I don't remember. I've been here a lot. I think this is my 7th. I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I love this camp. I love coming here. I came here with Jacob. I came here with Aiden. Now it's Eli's turn, and we're just going to have a blast. So, okay, it's 4th of July. You guys know that, right? It was 4th of July yesterday, at least. And here's the deal. My little town has a huge fireworks display. Huge, all right? Like the attendance at the fireworks display every year is about equal to the number of people we have in town. So it's like 25,000 people show up for our fireworks display, coming from all over. And it's a great show. And we've been going every single year since we moved up here. I mean, like, you know, since the year Lisa and I got married. And we love going to our fireworks celebration. and it's always entertaining, and it's a huge show. I mean, they put a lot of money into this thing. Huge show, great big explosions, colorful lights. We're happy. Although they didn't have the laser show this year. Last couple of years, they've had a laser show to go with it. That's weird. But anyway, this is the first time. Hold on, I have to get my pocket mod out because I have no notes today. So, you guys, oh, yeah, I should tell you that this isn't the meticulously plotted portion of the podcast. Normally, this would be the time for me when I talk about what's been on my mind for the last week, which is what I'm going to do. But it's not really meticulously plotted because I'm at scout camp. So I'm just going to wing it. I was going to do some cleanup of my pocket mod, but I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to cover a couple topics. Like, I'm at scout camp. I already covered that part. Number two, also important, go outside. Go outside and look at the sky. And in the west, right after sunset, as the sun is going down, the first two bodies you will see in the sky, the very first two things that show up. But Venus, obviously, because Venus is always the first thing to show up in the sky. It's the first, quote-unquote, star that you'll see in the night sky many nights. And, okay, so if you look towards the west, there's Venus. Venus is huge and bright, and she's awesome, okay? Great view of Venus, but also, and this has been going on for about 3 weeks and it's supposed to last a while longer yet, is right next to her, right now, she's off to the right a little bit. You got Venus, and then right off to the right of Venus, Jupiter. And the Venus and Jupiter will be the only two bodies visible in the sky for a little while. That's how you'll know it's them. So right after sunset, get outside, look towards the west, look a little ways up from the horizon. There's Venus and there's Jupiter. You're looking at Jupiter with the naked eye, easy to identify right there. It's gorgeous. And so the reason that's relevant to me right now is because Tuesday night at scout camp is night skies. They do what they call the night skies presentation. Dude comes out with some awesome homemade telescopes, and we check out the night sky. And this means that this year, night skies is going to be, just as we get there, it starts right around sunset, and just as we get started, there's going to be Venus and Jupiter right out in front of us. You know how much I love Jupiter. All right, last time I got to see Jupiter, and this was 8 years ago, I don't even remember, it was with Jacob, it must have been longer than that. Last time I got to see Jupiter through a telescope, Jupiter, full-on Jupiter through this guy's scopes with the bands and the big red spot and everything because it's Jupiter. And going around it, you could see the moons, all right? The Galilean moons, the four big ones, I could see two of them from the view I had, and they were gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I don't even remember which two they were. The guy told me at the time. This time, I'm hoping I can spot them on my own. I'm hoping I know. Either way, doesn't matter. I'm so excited. So, even if you don't have a telescope available, any night in the next week, go out at sunset. Go out with someone you enjoy, maybe with an adult beverage of your choice if you're an adult. But go outside, sit in the yard, watch the fireflies, hang out for a little bit, and then right after the sun goes down, check out Venus and Jupiter. And think of me here at Scout Camp, all right? Because I'm going to be here for a week. I will probably not record the next episode until I get home. I get home Sunday morning, I think. So hopefully I'll just record that episode that night. But maybe, you know what, if things work out, maybe I'll record an episode a little bit early. I'll have one prepared ahead of time. We'll see how it works out. But, okay, so I'm at scout camp. I'll be here all week. Jupiter and Venus. Okay, we've covered that. Next is, okay, I was talking about our fireworks display. And here's the thing. I've always enjoyed the fireworks display. It's a big party atmosphere. There's you know, people everywhere, and you run into people, you know, all over the place. There's a midway with all sorts of fun inflatables for the kids, and there's little shops and food vendors and all sorts of stuff, fair food. You know, we always get a funnel cake because we have some of the best funnel cake, and it's just a good time. And my wife and I especially love, the kids, you know, you need to give the kids, you know, the fun inflatables and some activities to do. You need to bring some toys along. You need to bring some. But for me and Lisa, we could just sit there and watch people walk by for hours. And without the kids, before we had kids, that's what we did. We'd go out, get nice and early. You know, the fireworks don't start until 9:45, almost 10 o'clock. And we would get out there, like this year, we got out there at 3. Got out there at 3, 7 hours ahead of time. And like I say, took the kids around, did a bunch of fun stuff. But then for a lot of it, we just sat there and just watched people go by. I love doing that. I could do that for hours. I was about to say I could do it all day, which I did. I did it all day. It was great. And this year, though, was a little different. It was a little disturbing because of everything going on in the news lately, everything in the political world, did I mention to you that Nebraska got rid of the death penalty? I am so happy about that. I have been against the death penalty my whole life. I don't like the death penalty. I have lots of reasons for that. If you guys want me to go into that sometime, I will. But right now, it's not important. Important thing is, I can't believe a conservative state like Nebraska actually got rid of the death penalty. And one of the biggest reasons, we couldn't afford to do it because we couldn't find any legal way to get drugs in here to kill somebody with. Okay? So rather than continuing to pursue that, we just did away with the death penalty. Well, of course, conservative Nebraska is not going to stand for that. And we have a huge petition drive going on right now. They want to try and get it on the ballot, and they will easily get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. And if they do that and it gets on the ballot, then, yeah, it'll pass, because the majority of people in Nebraska, despite the fact that the legislature's decided that it's a really bad idea, the majority of people in Nebraska support the death penalty. And so what we're going to wind up being is a state that got rid of the death penalty and then by voter movement brought it back, because we really want to kill people that badly. And I don't know if you guys can hear, there's a party in the other room, because this little lounge that I'm in is connected to the trading post, and I think the staff after hours are in there partying because there's a lot of loud music, and maybe they're just restocking and playing music as they go, but it's a little loud. So if you guys hear some of that, yeah, that's what's going on. But anyway, because of the death penalty petition, that meant that I was asked during this 4th of July celebration, I was asked no less than 12 times, hey, are you a registered voter? And every time I would go, yes, yes, I am. And then they'd say, well, would you like to support a petition to try and put the death penalty back on the ballot? No, no, I would not. And I tried to be very nice to them at the beginning, but oh, man, they kept asking, like the same people. I would walk over to the bathrooms. They'd ask me on my way to the bathrooms. I'd walk back from the bathrooms. They'd ask me again. I'd get up later to walk over to the hot dog stand. They asked me again, over and over. Oh, man. And if they weren't sitting right there on the main path, I would have avoided them, but I couldn't. So so they had the death penalty petition was there. Okay, that was one. Let me check my list here. Oh, yeah. There were also people walking around selling water, and they were wearing scout uniforms. Oh, wait, no, they're not wearing scout uniforms. They're wearing something very similar to scout uniforms while clearly not being Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, for that matter. There were girls as well. And so I got close enough to check their badges and the little sign on their water cooler, and they are Trail Life USA. Have you guys heard of Trail Life USA? I had not. So I whip out my phone and I look them up. Trail Life USA is an organization founded because they thought the Boy Scouts of America stance on homosexuality was way too lenient. Right. See where I'm going with this? Right. The Boy Scouts are going too easy on the gays. That's their stance. And so therefore, they created their own scouting organization that, if you go look up Trail Life USA if you're interested, Trail Life USA is modeled very closely after Boy Scouts of America. They even have a system whereby you can pick up all of your Boy Scout of America achievements and credits and just transfer them directly into Trail Life USA. So whatever rank you held and whatever badges you had earned, you've got the equivalent in the Trail Life system. Okay, so they want to be the Boy Scouts. They just don't want to let any gays in, because the Boy Scouts of America have decided that they're not going to discriminate against gay Boy Scouts. They'll still discriminate against gay leaders, but not gay Boy Scouts, because why would you discriminate against kids? What are you even gaining by discriminating against kids? I mean, if you really think their souls are in peril, wouldn't you want to set a good example for them? Wouldn't you want to welcome them in? Wouldn't you? I mean, not that I would approve of them, you know, welcoming gays just to try and convert them, but the idea that no, they're going to exclude gay children from their scouting life. Okay, that's their choice, I guess. But man, you go in to look at their stuff and the requirements for membership, they go on and on about how open-minded they are and how accepting they are, how they don't discriminate against anyone based on their race, creed, color, religion. Oh, wait, look, didn't mention sexual orientation, did they? Weird. So I've got those guys walking around. So, okay, there's the death penalty petition people walking around. There's because they've got booths, and then they also have traveling people running up and down. One guy on a skateboard carrying his petitions with his big T-shirt that says death penalty. And then I got the trail life people hawking their water and setting an example for the Christian community. And don't get me wrong, look, I'm here at Boy Scout camp as I talk about this. I love scouting. I disagree with their stance on homosexuality myself. I don't see why we discriminate against anybody. That's my opinion. But we're changing. And people like me and like my sons have been very vocal within the system saying that we need to do better. We can do better. And things have changed. Not fast, but it's changing. So that's good. Girl Scouts. Holy crow, Girl Scouts accepting transgendered girls? I'm so proud of them. How amazing is that? Like willing to turn away a donation from a guy who said $100,000, all you have to do is tell me that this won't go to support any transgendered scouts. And the Girl Scout said, well, you can keep your check then. Good for them. How cool. All right, so anyway, back to my 4th of July celebration. So there I am. I got, again, death penalty, Trail Life USA. What's next? Here it is. No. Ah, there we go. The Confederate flag. Are you kidding with me? I'm in Nebraska. We weren't even a state during the Civil War. We're not even part of the South. Why do I have some dude and two of his buddies carrying around a Confederate flag, a huge Confederate flag, and they're walking up and down with it? And it's a Confederate flag that then has a little logo in the middle that says, "The South will rise again." Really? I didn't know the South was down. I thought they were doing pretty well for themselves. Weird. And so I've got them, and they slowly gathered more people. I think it was just more friends of theirs who showed up. But they literally, with this huge flag over his shoulder, this group of them, this mob of apparently Confederate supporters, all they did was walk up and down the main drag, the main strip of sidewalk that everyone uses. They just walked from one end of the park and then walked back to the other end of the park. Back and forth. They must have passed by us 10, 12 times. That's all they wanted to do. So they wanted to walk back and forth and show people how proud they were of their Confederate flag. Okay. So I got them. The Trail Life USA people? Apparently their sponsoring church organization also had the largest sign on any booth on the Midway. Huge sign that says, "Are you going to heaven? Quick, 2-question quiz will tell you the answer." Wow. Okay. And again, you know, they have their religion and they want to proselytize. That's their business. But again, all of this together sets a tone that I live in a very conservative state. A very conservative state. And then I see one lone hippie. Long hair, dirty, I mean, clearly hippie. All right? And he's walking by with his big old backpack like he's got all of his possessions in the world on his back. All right, and a sign, a cardboard sign that I was just waiting for this sign to say, "Will work for food or weed or whatever it is that he wanted." But no, he gets close to me, and he said, and the sign says, "Happy National Debt Slave Day." I have never heard of National Debt Slave Day. Weird. All right, I'll look that one up. And there's two versions of it. All right, one. Apparently, National Debt Slave was a phrase either coined or brought up by Sarah Palin. So there's one possibility. Or the other is the idea, because she's talking about the national debt and being how the national debt is crushing this country and destroying our economy, and that we have to do something about this national debt. And that something is probably stop spending money on social programs. And somehow, I'm guessing, getting rid of the national debt also involves cutting taxes. I don't know. Or the other possible thing is debt slave is also a phrase used, and I didn't know any of this. I'm educating myself. Debt slave is also a phrase used to refer to the culture of personal debt in this country, where 43% of Americans, according to one website I looked at, I don't know the veracity of this, 43% of Americans live in debt so deep that there is no way that they can ever get out of it, that they will be perpetually in debt, therefore they are perpetually beholden to huge corporations and banks and other evil people who want to keep them down. And that's your debt slavery, is that once you've gotten yourself into debt, you're trapped forever. And these are people who are poor and will be poor forever and continually oppressed. Okay, I understand. But which one is this? And again, oh, I would have swore he was a dirty hippie, so that's what I was banking on. And I had a conversation with Aiden. I'm like, what do you think? What do you think? He goes, yeah, I'm going for hippie. I'm going for liberal. All right, let's find out. So we tracked the guy down. Because once we decided we were going to talk to him, he stopped walking by. He must have walked by like 6 times and suddenly disappeared. So we finally saw him. We spotted him in the crowd, so we go find him. We track him down. And I stopped him. I said, hey, I have never heard of National Debt Slave Day before today. What's going on? And so he explains, oh, okay, it's about the national debt. Okay, cool. So what do you propose we do about it? What would be your ultimate game plan? And he tells me that. And he's against the national debt. He's his hugest point. He's violently against NAFTA and other free trade agreements, really against the upcoming TPP. He was surprised that I knew about the Pacific Trade Agreement. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership, whatever it is. He was surprised that I actually knew what I was talking about. And I could see it in his eyes that he was kind of waiting, like he's just waiting for me to bait him into something so that I can yell at him or get him into a debate or try and prove him wrong. And I didn't want to do any of that. I honestly just wanted to know what his opinion was. So I asked him, okay, if that's the plan you have, what candidates out there right now do you think are best, you know, would be most likely to forward the particular plan you're interested in? And he let me know, yeah, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. Oh, Ted Cruz just started supporting the TPP, though, so therefore Ted Cruz used to be really awesome, but now he's kind of turned. And I said, well, okay, what about Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders is against TPP. And he goes, well, yeah, but Bernie Sanders supports a lot of other liberal agenda stuff that I really can't get on board with. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right, cool, I get that. So it turns out that he's a staunch libertarian is really where it was going. Conservative, single-issue kind of guy, but mostly libertarian is what it seemed like to me, but definitely conservative. I'm like, okay, well, shoot, I was hoping I had one lone hippie protester in all this mass of conservative patriotism. It was odd. It's the first time I've been going to this show for 20-something years, right? And it's the first time I've ever felt, I don't know if unwelcome is the right word, but it was so contentious, and it was uncomfortable. And people, like I say, that Confederate flag was the worst, all right? I mean, the Trail Life Scouts are doing their thing, and they weren't being ostentatious. They weren't trying to make a point about, they didn't say anything about anything. They were just a group of scouts out there selling water. Right, I disagree with their stance. I disagree with what they're doing, but they weren't being weird about it. All right, the death penalty people, oh, they were all over it in your face. The Confederate flag people, yeah, they are waving their flag at us. And again, I felt unwelcome, and it was sad. And then, fortunately, that was, you know, from 3 o'clock to about 6:30 or 7. About 7 o'clock, oh, the park starts to really fill up. It gets packed, and then the Confederate flag people went away, and then the debt slave guy went away, and even the scouts disappeared. Apparently, they had sold all their water. I don't know what happened to them. The only people left that were bugging me were the death penalty people. But even them, except for when they blew the air horn, other than that, the crowd kind of drowned out most of their patter anyway, so it wound up not being so bad. So from 7 o'clock on, it wound up being, hey, it's 4th of July again. I'm just here to watch crowds and enjoy some fireworks. And I did. And I did. But it was just, it was an odd day. There's a lot of things boiling, people. Just a lot. It's weird. And, man, am I dragging the show down? Am I being too depressing? Is that what's going on here? It's just the experience I had. And I'm just talking about, you know, the last couple of days. And I'm not even going to go too much further. I think I've said everything I've got on that one. Oh, and also while we were out there, not only did all four of my boys come along for 4th of July, but Jacob brought along his fiance, and Erin, and she's awesome, and she was a lot of fun. And Erin brought her niece, Her niece Clementine. What a great name, huh? Clementine? Clem. I call her Clem all night long. It was awesome. I like her. And she's Noah's age. And the two of them were just bosom buddies all night. They just had a great time. They went on the funflatables together. They raced each other. They fought each other. They hung out and drew pictures later. Once we got the glow sticks out, they had sword fights. They just, again, she is just a headstrong, nerdy little thing herself. And it was an awesome time, and they had really good fun. So that was cool. Plus her name's Clementine. I just like that name. So we just had a good time. Like I said, there was eight of us, and it was just a party. Oh, and I saw Weird Al. I saw Weird Al. How did I not open with that, people? We went to see the Weird Al concert in Council Bluffs, and I've told you before, I will tell you again, if you get a chance to watch Weird Al Yankovic in concert anywhere, go see him. All right? Now, again, I got a family of six, seven, with Aaron coming along. So, pricey for me, but again, we got to see him in an outdoor venue. We paid like $30 a ticket or whatever it was. And Weird Al Yankovic, for a man who is 56 years old? I don't know how old he is. That man still kicks above his own head. That man makes a costume change minimum every two songs. Sometimes it was a costume change after every single song for a long stretch. The man is insane on stage, and you love every song that he does. You know you do. You love every song he does. And not only do you love all of his songs, the ones that you don't even know, you love them when you hear them because he's entertaining and he's funny and he has so much energy. And he did, at the end, towards the end, he had like a three-song bit. It started with Eat It, and he did Eat It, but he did it like as a slow, like he's doing a lounge act or a more of a folk music approach to it. So he slows it down, acoustic guitar, and they do Eat It. And then he did two other songs in that same style. Hysterical. All right, the guy rocks. And by the end of that concert, this packed house is just on their feet and roaring. They adore him because we all adore him because he's that good. I mean, this man has been doing this for 30-something years, and he still, after 30-something years, he comes out and he does his nerdy thing, right? And he is the epitome of nerdy. He is every nerd's favorite musician. Every nerd learns to love Weird Al when they're, what, 12, 13? I saw there was a girl right in front of me who couldn't have been but 10 years old, and she knew every word to every song, and she was spectacular because Weird Al was so much fun. You have to see Weird Al. This is the second time I've been to a Weird Al concert. That man entertains. And so after 35 years, 30, however many years he's been in this business, a 56-year-old dude, and he gets up there. And like I say, the adulation that pours out of this crowd, the love for him, the sincere love for him just being weird. He's just up there being Weird Al. He's being himself and having a blast. And everyone in that crowd adores him. The love in that amphitheater was phenomenal. It is just, you cannot help but be happy. A Weird Al concert makes you happy like nothing else can. If you've never been to a Weird Al concert and you get an opportunity, God, jump on it. You will thank me later because it's just so much fun. Everything about Weird Al is great. And every time you say, I saw him, and now, I have to go buy more Weird Al songs. Either some that I had on albums when I was a kid, I had on tape when I was a kid, that I forgot how much I love them, and I forgot that, I need to buy those again. I lost all that stuff. I need to get that on iTunes. I need an MP3, baby. Love Weird Al. So, there you go. That's been my week, all right? Weird Al, 4th of July, coming to Scout Camp. That's been my week. We got to be done. I don't have all the time in the world, so let's go. Heck, I haven't even filled out my timesheet. That was the first thing I was going to do. I was like, oh, God, I have to fill out my timesheet. Fortunately, I can do that remotely. I went to go log in, and I can get to the site. I click through. Okay, good. Let's go to the login. Oh, sorry, can't open it. My timesheet's due like 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm hoping after I'm done recording, I'm hoping the thing pulls up. If not, I'll try again first thing in the morning when I wake up. And if it's still not working, I have a panicked call to make to my boss in the morning from scout camp while I'm on vacation to go, I am so sorry. Can you please? I don't know what we could do if I'm not there. I don't know how we handle it. So hopefully I get paid. Ooh, fingers crossed. Anyway, enough of that. You know what it's time for? And I'm only going to do a couple, but you know, it's time for the Pod-O-Matic. Hot dog. This is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. Hold on. I don't have my script ready because, you know, no research, not prepared. You know how I am. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2 and his fully pipped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you come in. You want to hear me have wrong about something? You send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, a private message on my forums or Facebook or in person. Text it to me. I don't care. Send me your Pod-O-Matics. I'll add them to my Pod-O-Matic list. Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be. And the first number we got, by the way, 14. Let's get that list up here and see what we got. 14. Hey, it's from my brother Kyle. My brother Kyle says, you are forced to take a famous female celebrity as a full-time live-in nanny to help you and your wife with the kids. Who would you pick? Oh, that is an excellent question. Any female celebrity to be a full-time nanny? Well, my kid's too old to need a nanny, but hey, you know what? If I've got to do it, I've got to do it, right? I don't know. Do I go with someone hot? Someone fun? Someone who's both? Okay. The more I see of Paget Brewster, and if you don't know Paget Brewster, her best work, Thrilling Adventure Hour, you really have to listen to Thrilling Adventure Hour. The more I see of her, and she's also, she's on Criminal Minds. She's the, Emily Prentice on Criminal Minds. If you don't know Paget Brewster, she's funny. She's really funny and really talented and really smart, but kind of in a sort of offbeat way that I don't know if she's... There are certain cultural references and things that come up that it's as if she's never heard of them before. And it's weird because she's really smart, really funny, really engaging, and yet she doesn't... She just misses certain things, and she's like, wow, okay, I have no idea what that is. Educate me. And she's funny. I really like her. You know, look, obviously, Felicia Day would, if I had little ones, I know from everything I've seen her do online, I know that Felicia Day would raise my kids right because, well, she's into the exact same sort of culture that I am. So, you know, there's another really good one. Boy, this sounds really demeaning, though. I mean, these are people who are way more successful and make way more money than me. We bring them in for a nanny. How much more would I pay them? That has got to be an insult. I don't know. This whole thing just smacks of some level of chauvinism that is making me uncomfortable. But yeah, it would have to be someone who is smart, funny, at least a little bit nerdy, someone who would get along with my whole family and would raise the kids in sort of the same way we're raising them. I don't know. Something like that. 01. Holy crow, that's a weird one. Let's go 01 is Mrs. Darks. Hey, Mrs. Darks. Awesome. What game company would you most like to be a beta tester for? Well, look. Depends on, you know, are we talking video games? Are we talking role-playing games? Are we talking any games? Because obviously I love Pathfinder. I love Paizo. I would love to be a beta tester for them. But, you know, they put out so much stuff of theirs for open beta test anyway that you really get a lot of it. And I can't give a whole lot of feedback because I don't have as much time to play as a lot of other people. But, boy, I love reading their stuff. I love getting early views of stuff. I love getting in on that. As far as video games, I don't know any video game companies. I really don't. I mean, I know that my kids buy a bunch of stuff through Steam, and I know that Valve, for example, makes Half-Life and a lot of things built on the Half-Life engine, all of which I find really entertaining. But But that's the limit of my knowledge of game companies. I could name you a handful of game companies, but I don't know what any of them produce. I can't put them together. I'm not up on them. So I'm going to have to stick with Paizo and go with role-playing games. 44. 44 is... Mrs. Darks again. See how she snuck that one in there? What are your favorite ways to stay awake during long meetings? I am so easily distracted in meetings. It's not about staying awake, although sometimes it is. It depends. Like I say, I'm easily distracted. I want to get on my phone, but I won't, because if I get on my phone, it's obvious I'm on my phone, and it's obvious I'm not paying attention. So I avoid that. But getting out a book and doodling or writing, scribbling in my pocket mod, I can write something, doodle something, work math problems, anything that looks like I'm taking notes. And it looks like I'm actually doing some. I can do that. But that's most of it. It's like I say, it's usually just pen and paper, scribbling, doodling, doing something. That's usually my main way of avoiding boredom and avoiding drifting away. Although, again, when I'm doing that, I'm still not paying as much attention as I really should be. So the best thing would really be to hopefully be in a meeting where it's actually engaging and I actually care what's going on. But sometimes those are hard to come by. Last one. 98. 98 is Ronster. Sweet. You can't go an episode without Ronster. What is your least favorite emoticon? My least favorite emoticon. I don't know if I have one. I hate any of the emojis that are the big ones. Anything. Look, give me any emoticon that fits within a line of text or relatively close to within the line of text, I'm okay with those. Anything oversized, oh, they drive me nuts. I just don't like them being big. I don't like them when they throw off the formatting of the text. When they fit in line, great. But when they're too big and it's obviously like suddenly you've quadruple spaced is what it looks like in order to make room for some giant emoticon or giant emoji, I don't care for any of those. I don't need that much. I'm not a huge user of emoticons in the first place. I understand that they're a nice, easy shorthand, and I understand that they give some character to your text to help convey intent and emotion that is maybe not there from the bare text. I get that they are useful, and I will bring one into play if I have to. But you know what? Keep them small. Keep them in line, as in within the line of text. Keep them unobtrusive. That's really... really my rule for emoticons. So there you go. That's it. The show is done. I think GLaDOS should have really used time recapping this. No, wait. Should she? Should I have GLaDOS do that? I'm trying to think of what's going to be faster. Oh, you know what? What the heck? She's here waiting. We might as well let her.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. If you want to get your very own pocket mod, as I was working directly out of mine this entire show, then you need to go to pocketmod.com, get instructions for printing and folding your very own pocket mod for free. Let's see, check out the free games I have available on my free games page. Contact me by email, mike@nerdprideradio.com, Twitter @nerdprideradio, Facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be totally honest, the very best way to talk to me, come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/forum. You sign up there, you send me a message, we will hang out together, we will become the best friends in the world. We'll have fun! Now it's time for listener betrayal. At the beginning of every cast, I hopefully remember to go out and post up places that I'm recording. And if you want to add anything to the cast while I'm talking, you can certainly do so. And you guys are making it really easy on me tonight. I can wrap up early because I only got one comment on Facebook. The Facebook post got a reply from Nelly, who is one of my most loyal fans. And Nelly says, happy 4th of July. I hope you had a really great time. I did. And I'm so happy you're continuing to record through the summer. thank you. Hey, absolutely, Nelly. I am also so happy I'm continuing to record through the summer. I told you guys beforehand that this was really important to me, and I'm glad I've put the pressure on myself that, look, come Sunday night, and I know Sunday night is putting it off to the last minute every single time, and I really need to get better about recording Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then just waiting and putting the thing out on Sunday. But that's not in my nature. I'm a procrastinator, so I put it off till Sunday night every stinking time. But I have put the pressure on myself that here it is. Look, we checked into scout camp. We have been running around all day. I have walked 3.5 miles uphill today, and I am just aching all over. I'm sunburned, sweaty, bug-eaten. I'm sure I stink. And we got done with campfire, and the kids went to bed because it's lights out, so they're all in their tents sleeping. And here it is, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, you know what? I have to record. I have to get it done. And I'm not telling you all this so that you guys think that, you know, I'm not doing this for accolades that, oh, way to go, Mike. You're making such a sacrifice for us. That's not what this is about. It was important to me. It was important to me because I don't want to let this go through the summer. And every week I have to decide, okay, is this a good enough reason to miss out? All right. The week I was really sick, yeah, that was a good enough reason to miss out because I had no voice. I wouldn't have been able to get through it. But other than that, each week I ask myself, if, you know, like this, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. I really need to be getting to bed. I got to get up early. I'm like, okay, but Mike, is that a good enough reason to miss out? Because if I set the bar that low and say, yeah, it's a good enough reason, I'm afraid that, oh, well, next week it'll be that much easier to just go, nah, you know what, not quite this week. And then, once again, it'll be the whole summer, and you guys won't see me again until September. And so it's just me whipping myself because I don't want to give myself an excuse to quit. All right, that's what's going on. Oh, you know what we can do in listener betrayal? Oh, I know what we can do. Speaking of, don't give yourself an excuse to give up on yourself. Speaking of not letting yourself quit, let me go. God, I hope the sound quality is good on this because this is Sarah Beth. This is Mrs. Darks, and I don't want to do her any injustice in this because she put up what I thought was just inspirational and educational because it is a tragic story that fortunately has a happy ending. But now I have to go find it. So hold on. Let's go to Facebook, Mike Jones, that's me. And now let's do a search. Maybe you guys don't have to listen along while I search, but you're gonna, because I don't feel like shutting it off right now. So come on, Sarah Beth. There's not that many Sarah Beths in my list, are there, people? Come on. Let me Sarah Beth. All right, Facebook hates me. Oh yeah, it's showing me over here. Ooh, 2 notifications from Sarah Beth, and yet it won't find her in a search. This thing is ridiculous. Okay, here we go. So, Sarah Beth, come on, take your time. What are the notifications at least? Oh, did she post up something in Listener Betrayal too? Let's see. Nope, Nellie's got the only comment still. Okay, cool. All right, here we are. There we go, Sarah Beth. Now let's roll down. Oh, she's probably got a lot of stuff in here. She posts pretty regularly. Yeah, 4th of July. New profile picture. Good one too. Let's see, baby stuff, Rocky Horror Picture Show. She's got a very interesting feed, you guys. Here we go. This is the one. All right. And this is what Sarah Beth posted on her Facebook feed. And I asked permission to read this off. And I'm going to do that. And like I say, I hope the recording is good because I would hate to think that I go all the way through this and then she winds up having to hear her own stuff read back to her with a slight buzzing at the edge of the hearing for the whole thing. So, anyway, this is Sarah Beth writing, and I will try not to interject anything through this. This will be her words. Once upon a time, I loved my singing voice. I took it out to festivals wherein I got good scores. Not perfect, darn you sightseeing singing, but very good. I took it to auditions where we sometimes got roles and solos together. I trained it and took care of it. I practiced. I had fun. I couldn't afford private lessons, but I never missed a voice lesson in school. I stretched my range and worked my butt off in church choir. Then, when I got to college, I excitedly auditioned for the a cappella group there, the Sagettes. The Sagettes? Sagettes? Sagettes. All right, anyway, I want to make a Bob Saget joke, and I'm not going to, other than that. Okay, I'm going to say Sagettes, and if I'm wrong, She can correct me later. I was confident. I had practiced two of my favorite pieces and was ready to go. I had no experience with improving harmonies, but I figured that I would learn that once I got in. I didn't get in. Not only that, but when I asked the girl in charge if I had gotten in after the time for posting the list had passed, and I was dying to know, she looked down her nose and said with a sneer that I should have known I didn't make it in because of how badly I had done. Quote, "Of course you didn't get in," end quote, she had said, laughing at me as she walked away. It was a blow that so shattered me, I let that mean jerk girl take the confidence I had in my voice away from me. That's on me, not her. I should have been strong enough to get past that, but I wasn't. I was a bullied kid, badly bullied. My voice, my acting, and my brain were the only things I was proud of. Hearing my ability sneered at in that way hurt me. I went on to bomb the singing parts of all the other auditions I have ever done. Luckily, a good director can see past that and occasionally give me a little ensemble piece to do. I got good roles in straight plays, but as I didn't use it, my voice went out of shape and neglected. Eventually, RSC did its magic and turned me into an outstanding woman leader, a woman of influence. It, and my friends, helped make me the strong, be kind but take no crap from anyone, I'm the bio actress and I can do anything woman I am now. My best friend and my adopted big sage sister, oh, it probably is Sagettes, isn't it? Sagettes, because it's a big sage sister. All right, anyway, we're Sagettes. I'll use that pronunciation now. Sorry, I wasn't going to interject. And I never missed a concert and even baked cookies for the whole group once or twice. I was also named an honorary Sagette my senior year, giving me the privilege of singing Seven Daffodils with them at any concert I attend for life. I even found out much later the reason I wasn't chosen that first year and was... I found out later the reason I wasn't chosen that first year and was told that had I auditioned the next year with a different piece, I probably would have gotten in. Even with all of that, my confidence in my voice was still gone. My skill is diminished, and even when given a tiny two-measure solo, I almost choked. That ends now. I was good once. My sound is still there, and with work, I can get back the rest. I can get my confidence back, and I will get it back. And now, I have a vessel to prove it to myself. I am the bio actress, and no is not an option to me. That's the part that I love, obviously. Look, that's the inspirational piece. Because, end quote, she's done. Okay, good. My commentary. The whole story is tragic. Tragic because it is so common and so easy. And I'm glad she takes responsibility and says that, you know, hey, it's on her that she allowed this person to get to her. But that doesn't change the fact that this crap happens to everybody. It happens all the time. And it is horrifying that something that she loved, something that she defined herself by, was taken away from her for so long. And I'm just so proud of her that she's actually... I probably didn't do it justice. I probably didn't. My reading is probably not... I don't know. I'm probably not giving it all the fire it deserves. But when I got to that last paragraph, and it's a simple one. That ends now. That's it. I was like, I could feel the fire in it. I could feel the idea that, yeah, that's right. You've got something you love. Don't let some idiot take it from you. Do it. Just do it. It's amazing. So I love that. If you've ever been in the same situation, if you've ever experienced the same kind of stuff, then you know exactly where this is coming from. It just hits close to home. To me, it's really, really powerful. I hope that came across to the rest of you. And again, if it didn't, it's because I didn't read it well. All right. But it's a great message to take away and a model to follow. I should have practiced some stuff here. I should have come up with a plan. I just want to say, if you love something, do it. God, I'm being all, I can't even Shia here. Shia LaBeouf. Do it. Do it. Do it. That's all I can hear myself saying, and it sounds terrible. But hey, that's how I'm going to end this. You know what? I've stumbled through this. I keep thinking that if I stumble longer, I'll finally find that point, and I'll say something poignant and powerful. But you know what? I'm going to let her words stand on their own after I've already mangled them here. And just say, hey, I'm proud of you, Sarah Beth. Seriously. Awesome for you. please let me know how things are going, because this is really, really cool. And as for the rest of you, you know what? It was short, but hey, I'm here at camp. Hopefully I'll have lots more stories to tell next week. In the meantime, have a good week. Say goodnight, R2.